Of the countries represented at the conference, some have ethnically diverse populations. Others are more homogeneous. That's the case with Japan. Foreigners and minorities account for a small percentage of Japan's population, but their numbers are growing, and so are complaints of discrimination. From Tokyo, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
Foreigners living in Japan face a number of daily indignities, from the merely annoying to the infuriating. They are required to carry a special ID card at all times and, until recently, were fingerprinted. Most landlords won't rent apartments to foreigners, and some bars, shops, and resorts display signs that say Japanese only. Even a nightclub in Tokyo, ironically called Club International, has posted a sign outside informing foreigners they are not welcome. Anna Bortz, a Brazilian journalist living in Hamamatsu, Japan, recently discovered that something as simple as shopping for jewelry can be difficult if you're not Japanese.
I just was window shopping in a jewelry store, and the man came to me speaking in English and asking me my nationality. And I answered in Japanese that I was come from Brazil. Then the man changed it and said to me that foreigners was not allowed to be inside the store, and just said to me if I would not get out of the store, he would call the police.
The police did arrive, only to escort Bortz from the store themselves. Under Japanese law, the shopkeeper's actions were perfectly legal. There are no laws of any kind that explicitly ban discrimination. Anna Bortz took her case to court anyway, citing an international treaty Japan had signed. To the surprise of nearly everyone here, including Anna Bortz herself, she won. The judge awarded her $14,000 in damages. But to this day, says Bortz, the kind of discrimination she experienced remains widespread.
People can't recognize when the racial discrimination is happening. There is, of course, racial discrimination in Brazil or any other country, but in Japan, there is not consciousness. People do not know what is and what is not.
Bortz and other foreigners living here say the comments made by some Japanese officials don't help. Tokyo's nationalist governor, Shintaro Ishihara, recently called illegal foreign residents troublemakers and warned that they could riot during an earthquake or other natural disaster. Ishihara was referring specifically to Taiwanese and the single largest group of foreigners here, Koreans. Many ethnic Koreans were born and raised in Japan, yet most are not Japanese citizens. They're still considered gaijin, literally outside persons. Shin Sokuk, an ethnic Korean who has spent her entire life in Japan, says the Japanese government is at least partly responsible for this attitude.
Minorities living in Japan are not given any information on how to cope with the problem of racial discrimination. They don't know what kind of rights they have. They don't know anything. This is a reality of life in Japan.
Many Japanese say the problem is that their country has had little experience dealing with foreigners of any kind. This is a nation, after all, that was almost completely isolated from the outside world for hundreds of years. But it's been more than a century now since Admiral Perry's famous black ships churned into Yokosuka Harbor near Tokyo. And besides, activists argue, Japan has never been as ethnically homogeneous as some here would lead you to believe. The Okinawans in southern Japan have their own unique culture. So do the Ainu, the indigenous Japanese who live in the far north of the country. Members of both groups are Japanese citizens, yet they complain of widespread discrimination. In 1995, Japan signed a UN treaty that calls for the elimination of all forms of racial discrimination. Yet in the ensuing 6 years, it has enacted no new laws against these practices. Ikira Iwanade, an official at Japan's foreign ministry, says that's because none are needed.
I have heard of some cases of discrimination against foreigners, but these are matters between private citizens. In these situations, we'd rather give people advice than charge them with a criminal offense.
But activists here say without any laws against discrimination, the problem will persist and could grow worse. Japan's population is aging, its workforce shrinking. That means it will need to open its borders to more foreign workers if people here are to maintain the high standard of living they've grown accustomed to. Tony Laszlo was head of a group that campaigns for foreigners' rights in Japan.
Businesses will search out and find these foreigners, and that means that, like the Japanese of 100 years ago, people will immigrate to find better wages for their sons and daughters. The foreigners will be coming. So it's not a case of, wanting or not wanting them. Japan, by being Japan, is calling them with all its might.
Already, more and more foreigners are answering that call. Last year, the number of foreign residents in Japan increased to more than 1.6 million, the highest number in 32 years. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Tokyo.